Why don't we start off a little bit, maybe, about your childhood and your connection with, and then your connection with Lillian.
It's interesting because I grew up around this neighborhood, so I'm back to my old roots here in Chinatown. I went to Ogden Public School, and long before Lillian Smith branch existed, it was the Sanderson branch was my home branch, and Boys and Girls House was on St. George Street.
So you went to Boys and Girls House too?
When I was very small, I guess in the 80s.
I went there too.
Yeah, and Sue worked there, our former colleague. So this is going way back. Then I moved to Etobicoke, but I would still visit downtown, went to the University of Toronto, and then when the Lillian Smith branch opened in the 90s, I was desperate to work here. So it took a few years, but finally got a position at this branch, and it was nice coming back to the old neighborhood. It's like nothing had changed, and great Chinese collection. My father speaks Cantonese, and he's a big fan of this branch and loved to visit and got to know... Yeah, my colleague.
Does he still come here?
He would go to the reference library sometimes. I think since I left, it's less incentive for him to visit, but he still inquires about my colleagues and his favorites, you know. But he'd always love to read the paper here, and
Harold, he'd bring you lunch.
Yes. And he'd always walk away with a stack of DVDs, so yeah.
Do you find that it has anything changed since you were young? Do you remember what it was like then and what it is now and where do you see?
In the neighborhood in general?
Yeah,
or?
And the library, I guess.
The library itself, the minute I walked in, I felt like I was home. It feels like, time has stood still. I've been out of this branch for a few years now, but not a lot has changed. I felt very welcomed just as a patron. The neighborhood itself, I've noticed a lot of new developments. And I don't want to say it's off-putting, but it's a little... I miss the way it used to be downtown. I don't know, you feel the same. We both grew up downtown. But I guess that's just the way it is. That's how it is in my new neighborhood, too. I mean, I've been there for most of my life, but I can see a lot of changes happening.
And you said you also were at Boys and Girls House. Is there anything you can remember from your visits there?
I probably have more memories of the Sanderson branch only because we would go to skating court and we had swimming there. So I probably spent more of my time at the Sanderson branch. But I really remember the Boys and Girls House. Yeah, being on St. George and then seeing some of the old books in Lillian, you would see the imprint, like the stamp that said St. George Boys and Girls House, and then it would just take you back and you knew that book was from way back when, before the big move down here.
So did you come here as a patron first before you started working here?
Yeah, so when I was attending the University of Toronto, I would come here as a patron. This is actually before amalgamation, funny you should mention it, because I worked in the former Etobicoke Public Libraries. So while this was still the old TPL with the old logo, that's when I was a patron here. And then when we became unionized and we all got rid of the former East York Region, Etobicoke, then I started working here. Yeah, so many memories here. I was just talking to someone the other day about like all the great people we've hosted here at this branch for author talks and whatnot. So I mentioned Terry Gilliam, and I brought the photo when I got to meet him just before the premiere of one of his films. And then I believe they're giving away free passes because I actually got to see that film.
That was
right in the basement. Got my DVD signed and... very personal, very nice person. But anyway, someone I was talking to online worked with him on The Brothers Grimm, and because now I'm getting into producing films and whatnot. I got to talking about movies, and I said, I actually met Terry Gilliam. I mean, he worked with him on a professional level, but as a fan, I got to meet him here, and it wouldn't have happened if,
Well, I just found out J.K. Rowling was here.
She was here. Bill Gates, I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Empress of Japan was here and hosted a lot of... Neil Gaiman. So that's probably a personal highlight. And then just, flipping through the photos that I had from, all my years here. Lots of farewell parties, graduate. But, I mean, I don't think I've attended as many weddings as I have when I was working here. And, the few years I was here, I think every year someone was either getting married or having a baby. Yeah, and then it's like a second family. It's always going to be part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.